I'm Ashley.
And I'm Lacey.
And this is United States of Murder's very own
Wacky Wednesday.
Wacky Wednesday number 8.
Is this number 8?
Yes.
I thought it was number 7.
Yeah. I only know because of the files.
Okay.
Do you have your notes in all caps?
I'm shut up.
That's why you're no.
My laptop is in my car, and this is how lazy I am because I
just
laid
caps
on my ass
you're
on
screaming.
My couch and watched movies and TV all weekend. I didn't even get my laptop out. So,
well, how are your notes typed?
I just typed them at work on like my lunch break and printed them out on my printer. So there's that. Nosy.
I just noticed all caps. I'm like, I can't read all caps.
I can't read little bitty writing. When you get my age, Lacey, you'll put it in all caps.
I make my font big. Anyway, my wacky case is from 2019. On April 1st, a German couple was kicked off a cruise ship for making too much noise during lovemaking.
Now it's a party.
Renata and her husband, Volker, very German, were on a 2-week Caribbean cruise, and they claimed that they were left stranded in Barbados.
There are worse places
stranded. She said that they were passionate in their lovemaking and were a bit loud, and they did forget to close their cabin's balcony door. Oopsie. The sex was consensual, just want to point that out, but after they got into an argument. She never disclosed what it was about. It doesn't matter.
It'd be like that sometimes.
It'd be like that. So this was loud, too. The sex was loud. The fighting. They love and hate hard. So after the fight, she went on the balcony and smoked a cigarette while her husband took a shower. Then the ship manager and security guard paid them a visit. Renata said it was then they were told to leave the ship.
What?
Yeah, just straight up leave. Not even like, hey, keep it down. No warning. Just leave the ship. So this is owned by TUI Cruises. I mean, it's not a company we know about.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. But she said they were forced to spend thousands of dollars on accommodations in Barbados and last-minute flights to Paris on April 4th. And then they had to pay for train fares to get home to Germany from Paris.
Oh, my God.
Then they decided to sue TUI Cruises. And according to Newsweek, they're demanding that they pay compensation and reimburse them for their expenses.
Well, good luck, because guess what? We still haven't got any money from Frontier.
Yeah, we hate you, Frontier.
We hate you, Frontier.
Someone posted something yesterday, and I just comment on Facebook, I hate you, Frontier.
It's a birth announcement of their kid.
I hate Lacey's Frontier.
Like, I hate Frontier.
I hate Frontier. I don't even talk about it. So the cruise itself cost them $6,400.
That's not a cheap cruise.
It's not. And the fees traveling home costs an additional $3,850. I mean, you're flying and taking a train.
It's a good thing they have had that money.
Fair, yeah.
I'd be selling coconuts in Barbados right now.
I'd be like, I guess I live here now.
I'm braiding hair.
Oh, and they didn't have their luggage. Because they were like, grab what you have and leave. Like, they weren't given time to pack.
Oh, hell no.
So, a spokesperson for the cruise line said, this was done to protect the guests themselves and other fellow travelers. So,
no.
Just a warning, the next time you're on a cruise, make sure your doors are closed and keep it down a little bit. I mean,
and bring a ball gag or whatever.
And a go bag. And a go bag.
And your spend a night bag.
But I'm like, not even, give them a warning.
Pack all of your belongings if you have to kick them off.
You don't get a warning, right?
Put your shoes on. You're leaving right now.
That's just not nice.
And I'm sorry, but you would have to literally throw me off of there. I'm getting my stuff. You can wait a damn minute.
Yeah, I cannot even.
Unreal.
It's TUI Cruises. I don't have experience with them, but I'm just warning everyone, like I warn you of Frontier. If they screw you over, don't say I didn't warn you.
And don't fight loud on this cruise.
Don't fight. No.
Don't fight.
And they weren't like, I'm going to murder you. It wasn't that. It was just squabbling.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, boy.
Well, what's your story?
All right. A woman in Boston, Massachusetts has accused her Uber driver of breaking into her apartment in the middle of the night. Gigi said her Uber driver walked around the apartment for an undetermined amount of time before leaving. Mm. He did not take anything and did not harm her in any way other than invading her privacy. She contacted the police and Uber, but says Uber did nothing. A spokesman for the company told Newsweek that they have banned this man from the app and will help law enforcement in their investigation. Gigi posted a video on her TikTok October the 8th saying that her Uber driver broke into her apartment around 1:40 a.m., but she didn't know it until she looked at her Ring doorbell footage later that day. She then posted the actual Ring footage on October the 20th, saying, "This is for awareness. Stay safe." In the 10-second clip, you see a man walking around the living area and then walking off camera. A third clip was uploaded on October 22nd, and Gigi told the viewers the full story of the alleged break-in. Her and her boyfriend were picked up by the Uber earlier that night and dropped off around 12:40. They went inside, made a snacky snack because they were drunk, and went to bed. The video does not show how he got inside, but they later found the screen had been cut and they had left a window open, and he like cut the screen and climbed in that way. Oh. The investigation is ongoing.
Lord.
Okay, this is scary.
Yeah.
But I'm glad they're both safe.
Yeah.
But also part of me giggles that this dude came back, broke into your house by cutting a screen, climbing in the window, and gets inside and is like, damn, she don't have nothing else to steal. There's nothing in here.
Well, and to be honest.
And then he just leaves. Like, what are you doing, sir?
Well, I feel like that's with a lot of thieves. What are you going to steal?
Right.
Like, what's worth money that maybe you're going to steal?
Maybe he was like, maybe I'd see a laptop or an iPad or a cell phone. But I'm like, all that shit's tracked now. So you can't even, well, you can't take a TV.
I just feel like it's not worth your while to break in. I mean, this is not me speaking, but I'm like, what are you stealing? Like, even if someone breaks into my house,
what are you going to take?
Like, you're going to dismount my TV and then take it? It's too, like, do you have a car big enough? I mean.
Right. No, for real. I mean, if I was her, this would probably hurt my feelings. That somebody broke in and was like, nothing to see here.
Like, we don't have.
It's not funny.
No, but it's like.
But it's funny.
It's like they just assume they're going to break in and then they're like, oh, the jewels. Look at all the jewels.
You live in an apartment and she's taking an Uber.
Even my stuff, they'd be like, this is all CZ. It's not even CZ. It's faker than
that.
What
is this? This is not real.
They're like, that's cremated ash ring.
But that would hurt you if they stole that.
I'm always worried. Well, I always joke that I'm always like, okay, well, it's not joking, but I'm like, I don't want anyone to break in and take Jax or, you know.
Your animal.
My animal.
Or let your animal out.
Samuel's always like, no one wants our 11-year-old cat. And I'm like.
Not now, especially.
Like, swear to God.
On his last leg.
No, he's not.
Poor baby.
He's got some good years left.
So if y'all have any crazy Uber or rideshare horror stories, let us know. Write us in and we'll read it. And here are some tips.
Oh.
When using these apps, and these are shared in a Newsweek article,
okay,
drop off a few houses down from your actual location. So don't get out right in front of your house. Like, maybe have them stop on the corner.
Okay.
But then I'm like, I don't want to walk.
I'm not going to give away my location, even though it's public record, but they always think I live across the street. They always think I'm picking up there because it's a place of business.
But that's smart.
Oh, damn, I have to walk across the street in these heels.
And what? Another thing says, use a fake name. But I'm like, can they not? They ask you.
You can't.
It's on your credit card.
Yeah, you can't use a
fake
name.
Maybe they were talking about like a ride sharing service. I don't know how that would work because your Uber's attached to your credit card and your name. So how could you?
Yeah, I don't.
Another one said, share your location on your phone, like with a friend.
Like what I make
Lacey does. She tracks us always. screenshot the driver's info.
I do that.
Number five, being mindful of what you tell them. Like maybe don't share, I'm just home alone tonight.
Never tell them you're single unless they're cute. No, I'm joking. Don't.
Ew.
Don't.
No, not. No thanks. Good.
But I'm saying, never. Always act like there's a big burly dude, your uncle, your husband, your brother.
Yeah.
Just
my dad's
just
coming. Yeah.
You're never alone. You're not spending the weekend away.
No, right.
You're not
right.
A tourist. You know this town like the back of your hand. You just don't have a car.
Right.
I'm
drunk. I can't drive. But then don't act drunk because then they'll think. Don't listen to me for advice.
I don't know. Just lie your ass off. No, I'm just, I don't know.
Basically. Okay, so since I told you a bad Uber, let me tell you a good Uber story. It's all about balance, Lacey.
Okay, good.
This one was also shared on TikTok. At perfectly underscore unbroken said in the beginning of her video, if you live in Dallas-Fort Worth area and you ever need a Lyft or an Uber and you get in my car, be forewarned. If you ever pull the kind of shit this guy pulled today, you've got the same thing coming. The woman said, the man in question had a wife and kids, and she knows this because they walked him out of the house down to her Uber, kiss him goodbye, and he gets inside the car. They drive off, and when they get to the next stop, a woman gets into the car. Then this bitch says, I'm so glad you finally got away from your damn wife. The two kissed, and then the woman said, I'm tired of you putting me off. When are you going to leave her? The man said he had some things to take care of, and then they would talk about it later. The Uber driver lights her fucking hair on fire.
This is me as an Uber driver.
She turned the whole fucking car around and drove straight back to this man's house and told them, get their shit and get out of her car. Yes, she left them standing outside his home with his wife and kids that he shared with his family and him and his mistress and all of their luggage and drives off. Yes.
Holy crap.
Not all heroes wear capes, people. Some drive for Uber.
Man.
This cheating ass man, and shame on this woman. I hope his wife beat both their asses. I'm just saying.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. She found out this man was cheating on his wife, and his mistress is in the car, and she's like, not today. No, ma'am.
How?
Good for her. Good for her. Women supporting women. She supported that wife and she's those been kids. Scorned. She has been scorned. She's like, fuck around and find out. Oh. I don't need 5 stars that bad.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Took them back to his house and said, get out.
And I mean, I will say, it's also scary for people that drive for Uber because their passengers are randos.
Yeah.
It's both ways. I mean, even taxis. I've got to say this, and I'm not just in the taxis here. I don't know if it's like one service or not. But when all the Ubers and Lyft were down because of COVID and all that stuff, and you had to ride in taxis again.
Mm-hmm. Girl.
Taxi drivers here.
Are maniacs. The one we took from the airport back from the airport when we got back
from
Vegas.
Well, you were in a different taxi than me.
Me and Yancey, and I forgot who else was with us. He took off. Listen, he took off, and you know the console in the front. There's like the console in between the driver and the.
Oh my god!
It slid backwards into the back seat, and the guy is griping about the Uber, not Uber,
the cab driver. Yeah, it's a cab
that
company.
You got in.
That guy was talking crap about the other cab driver.
About how he steals passengers and he shouldn't have his license. And I'm white knuckling. And he's driving like a maniac, literally 100 miles an hour.
Well, that time our cab driver was also wild. But another time, it was during this, because when COVID, well, it's not just COVID. It's just like, you know, when people... Mm-hmm. Just people weren't working enough for the companies and they weren't paying enough. I don't know what the drama was.
Well, Little Rock's not Dallas or Chicago. Yeah, so
basically you couldn't get an Uber or Lyft here and you had to rely on cab companies. I had to take like 3 cabs. I was like, how are these people licensed?
Yeah.
I've never been more – like they were all sketchy, all scary. It was falling apart on the inside. I was afraid for my life.
No shit.
Like, oh my God. I mean – Ubers can be dangerous too, but these are licensed cab companies.
Yeah. No, for real. This guy was chewing on a Slim Jim. I'm pretty sure there was a Colt 45 up front.
He's probably sipping it on the...
I need an Uber that's like, has the mood lighting and it's like, is the temperature
that's
okay?
That's what I like about...
Do you need to charge your phone?
That's the Uber. I know. I'm like, well, I got used to Uber drivers like that. Yeah. And then I'm taking these cabs and I'm like, did your rim just fall off?
What's this? Like the Uber we took in Memphis when we went down there for that concert. And they were literally, this Uber driver was pumping his brakes to Back in Black by AC/DC. Do you not remember that? Where you he's like, burr, like slamming, and we're just like bouncing back and forth.
I swear.
I'm like, get me out of this car.
Send us your wacky Uber stories or taxi cab stories. That's a good one. We don't always need ghost stories.
No.
But,
these everybody's got one.
Yeah, I just.
If you have taken an Uber or a taxi, you've got a story.
Oh, my God. You do.
And we want to hear them.
And now we drive our car to the airport and we just freaking suck it up and pay the fees because we don't want to take a taxi.
I'm the same way, but my car was in Dallas.
I'm like, anything but these taxi drivers in Little Rock. I'm like, nope, I'll take any Uber over these.
No, I'm going to walk or get one of these Lime scooters.
Seriously, not a taxi.
Not
if I
cab.
See those, you'll notice them. They're driving around without the rims and their sparks are flying.
One of their windows doesn't roll up.
It's such
so fucking awful. There's 75 of those Christmas trees hanging off
black
their rearview mirror.
They
the black eyes.
Oh my God.
Ugh.
If your town has terrible cab drivers, we feel your sentiment. But this week, Matilda H. sent us in a wacky story, and you don't know it yet. So I'm going to make you read it because I want to see how surprised you are.
Oh, shit. All right. She says, I have an insane story for you today. It was in January of 2020, and my son, Coulter, who was 4 at the time, was playing outside. We lived in an area with barely anyone around, so I had no problem with it. He was outside for about 5 minutes when he came running inside, telling me, "Dog go down hole." I was very confused because we don't have any dogs. I went outside to look for myself, thinking it was our cat, Paisley. He started walking over to where he was playing in the sand with his truck. He went past his sand pit and kept walking. He walked to the back of our property, where I've never been before. He stopped in front of a pothole. As I got closer, I noticed it was a big concrete hole with a circular concrete cover on the ground next to it. It was very dark down there. I looked down there and saw multiple pairs of glowing eyes looking back at me and not moving. It instantly sent chills down my spine, and I picked up my son and walked back to our house. You walked back to your house?
Mm-hmm.
Girl, smoke under my feet. I called the police, and they sent an officer over. I walked him over to the hole, and he looked down there with his flashlight. What?
Ashley's eyes just got big when she read the...
He said there were multiple human bones laying on the concrete ground. He told me that it was an old military prison and they would keep their prisoners to die.
Ashley's grabbing her chest.
Oh my God. A few days later, some ghost hunters came and went down the hole with a ghost hunters?
Yes. Matilda, this is freaking.
Holy shit. They told me there were multiple unrested spirits and multiple deceased bodies. Since then, my husband and I have moved to a different state to be closer to my husband's family, also to escape ghosts. Holy shit. Okay, first thing that comes to my mind is thank God your baby did not fall down in that hole.
Yeah.
That's horrifying.
And it sounded like she never even noticed it
before.
Right. That's so random.
Well, if it was
random.
In the ground, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
So random.
This.
And the glowing. Yeah.
And the glowing eyes were boogers?
Yeah. We don't know. That's freaking scary. That's legit spooky.
I have no words, Matilda.
That's like legit bones were there. It wasn't in her imagination.
I am aghast. Holy shit.
Yeah. I'm like, what the hell?
I have so many more questions.
I know. I'm like, that.
Thank you.
She sent that in last night. I'm like,
that's awesome.
I'm going to read that tomorrow.
That is an awesome story. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
And super fucking creepy.
That blew my mind. I'm like, oh, Ashley's got to read
no
this.
Way.
Your eyes like almost bulged out of your head when I saw that you read the bone part.
I was literally Roger Rabbit.
Yeah, you're like, nope, yep. Yeah, so that's insane. That is a freaking good Wacky Wednesday story.
That's I love it. I like to see those.
Yeah, I'm like, Lord have mercy. So I watched Smile yesterday.
Don't tell me.
Okay, I won't. I'll save my opinions.
I mean, you can give me a little bit.
I'll just say I did watch it in the daytime, so maybe that changes the ambiance.
It wasn't scary.
It didn't scare me. I was just kind of like, it's okay. It wasn't bad.
Which is better, It or Barbarian?
Barbarian. Amazing. I thought that was great.
I thought it was great, too.
Some people didn't like it. I'm like, well, you're wrong. First thing.
How does it feel to be wrong in your life?
I mean, I don't think it's – I mean, watch it. It's not bad. I just was – I don't know. I think I knew too much about what it was because of the
previews. I don't know anything about it other than they just have that stupid fucking smile. And they were all at the baseball games and things.
Yeah.
On the TV.
You'll have to let me know what you think.
I'm going to watch it this weekend.
Okay. I would suggest watching it at night. Maybe that helps.
Okay.
But look, I was in a Taylor Swift queue for 7.5 hours. I was getting bed sores on my ass on the couch. And I'm like, okay, I guess I'm going to watch a scary movie.
And it's on Paramount, right?
Paramount. Mm-hmm.
Are you paying for Paramount or do you have a free trial?
How did I watch it? Yeah, I mean, I watched
You're paying for Paramount? I'm going to need your password.
No.
No, I can't have it?
No, I'm not paying for Paramount. Well, when you said that, I'm like, how did – well, did I accidentally buy Paramount?
I think you did. Let me see. I've got it on my phone for my free trial. Let me see if I can watch it.
You're probably right.
I thought it was on – is it not on Paramount?
I guess it is.
Yeah, I can't – there's a teaser trailer. Yep, there's the teaser trailer, but it doesn't show –
Oh, no.
I can't. Oh, you're subscribing. Yep. You're going to have to give me your password.
I'll have to look into it because I should not be subscribed to that. I'm in trouble now.
I have all the things. Our other friends have all the things. My phone is like an entertainment center.
I'm like, I should not have been able to
now
watch
Lacey's
that.
Now Lacey's panicking. I'm She's like checking her bank account. It's $10 a month. How much is Amazon Prime a month? $17. And we both have that.
Well, we order so much crap
this
from
is
Amazon
true.
Prime.
It does pay for it.
I just have it for that. I'm serious.
I order a ton of stuff.
I mean,
especially now that it's Christmas.
On Amazon Prime Day, Samuel got home from work and he's like, why do we have, I'm like, nothing to see here.
Every day, Max has something else that he
constantly
wants to rot Santa about. I'm like, well, shit.
And the subscribe and save, this is not an ad, by the way.
No.
Amazon pay us.
Please
they're
pay
not
us.
Gonna pay us.
No, they
don't care
not.
About us little people.
No, they do not.
We're not the one.
We're not. No.
Oh, anything? Any weird add-ins that you want to say? Anything funky?
So, you know how you and I were talking at dinner last week about this person that wanted to hang out?
Yeah.
And they said, you should totally come and ride back roads with me. Do you remember that conversation?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no thanks. A, I don't know you. You're a stranger. B, I'm not driving an hour away at 8 p.m. at night to drink beer in an F-150. I don't know what.
That's my hometown.
What you think? I would enjoy.
That is not Ashley.
But that is not me. You could murder me. That
you're
is not,
not a country
sound
girl.
Safe. That does not sound safe to me. You're a stranger.
Yeah.
Like if I knew you, like if Yancey or Jason were like, we should just get some beer and drive around and be like, okay.
I'd be like, that's freaking weird.
That would be weird, but I'd be like, okay. But, you know, because I know them.
Yeah.
So I tell this person, no, I just don't think, you know, you may murder me.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a legit concern nowadays. Mm-hmm. And they say, their response to this is, I don't think you and I are going to get along. And that was it.
Are you freaking kidding me?
No.
I don't think we're going to get along.
I don't think you and I are going to get along. And that was it.
Because you don't want to go back roading with a stranger in the country?
At 8 p.m. at night in the dark.
And this is why they're single.
And this is why I'm single, because I value my life.
These are, can we, to the men listening, or women, these are things, don't do these things.
Nope. What's wrong with dating someone, being courted,
go to
having
dinner.
Dinner? That's what I was just fixing to say. Having a lunch.
I mean.
Having a breakfast.
You just wanted a buddy.
I am not a drinking, back roading, buddy. So that's my wacky. I don't think we're getting along since you don't want to be murdered.
Okay.
Oh, you're like, okay.
Sorry.
Sorry, goodbye.
Wow. Well.
Yeah. What's your wacky?
I mean, my life. Nothing that unordinary. I have a halfway house for animals right now.
This is this Fight Club downstairs.
I don't even know what to say. It's too long to explain. Let's just say.
In a nutshell, 3x5, Lacey has a dog that she has picked up for her mother. And she is taking it to her mother for Thanksgiving. Not to eat at Thanksgiving, but she picked it up and she's going to her mother's.
My mom doesn't live here.
She doesn't live here. So she's taking the dog to mom. Mom's adopted the dog. So I walk in. Cutest fucking dog ever. He looks like a big teddy bear.
He's adorable.
He's so cute.
It's Howie the Chowie.
And he has got neutered today. So he's drugged up.
Literally like an hour before Ashley walked in.
Yeah. So in the 5 minutes I'm here, this dog squats in peace.
Yes.
And Lacey's husband's like, no, sir.
He's freaking out.
This dog, I hope, and he just finished saying, is he potty trained? Lacey's like, I'm assuming. Nope. Squats and pisses. And as he's yelling at Lacey, the dog is peeing. He needs to go outside. The dog walks off and takes the biggest, enormous, steaming, runny pile of shit. Her living room floor, and her husband's just staying there looking at the shit, looking at the dog, screaming at Lacey that the dog is shitting. She's trying to clean up pee. I'm trying not to throw up. I can't take this. It's a fucking zoo here, y'all.
To be,
and I told Lacey, I admire your enormous heart for animals. I don't have that. I'm like, you're absolutely not. No, ma'am.
I do think this dog is potty trained.
I think he's just fucked up on drugs.
I think he just had a surgery. He just had
and wormed.
Thermometers up his butt.
And wormed. He got dewormed.
He got all this crap done to him. He just walked in my house and was like, I gotta go.
He can't hold it.
I mean, I don't blame him. I'm like, And I'm like, Samuel, just freaking let him do it. I mean, swear to God. Like, I'm the one cleaning it up. What do you care?
Let him finish shit. And I'm like, what is happening?
It's like, I'm not scooping.
And it's just
a dog up midstream. I'm not doing that. I'm like, just let him finish.
And he's just play by playing. Oh, it's big. This is a lot.
As he's staring at it.
Oh, it stinks so bad. I'm like, then move.
He's just throwing a fit. I'm not going to be able to watch. I'm like, Samuel, I'm the one cleaning it up.
And
I swear to
God.
And
I'm in the background.
I'm like, get out of the house. Everybody out. Let me clean it up. So they all go outside. I'm cleaning up a bucket of urine and it was like 8 Walmart bags of poop. I'm not even kidding. The poor guy. Look,
I can't.
He's had a hard day. I mean, I don't know.
I'm trying to get murdered on a back road and you're scooping dog shit. This is our life.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
We gotta go.
All right.
Join us next week for more tales of wacky crimes
and criminals
to help you get through your week. Bye.
Bye.